Allahu Akbar.
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 Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد. يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا. أيحسب أن لم يره أحد. ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين. فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة. فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة. والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها. فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
تفسحوا brother, relax and you may go a little bit back. I didn't mean the first line. I meant brothers. The second one. Inshallah, this khutbah is about makarim al-akhlaq, what the samuh, good manners and forgiveness, inshallah. Inshallah, it will be short so we can enjoy our celebration and the food and talking to each other. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Allah is greater. Allah is greater. Allah is greater than anybody, than anything. And there is no other God except Him. And we are devoted to His worship, even if the non-believers don't like it. الحمد لله الذي شرع لنا نعمة الصيام والقيام وصالح الأعمال في رمضان. We thank Allah, praise to Him, who ordained, who wanted for us to fast for our own benefit. In this life, we become healthy. We become strong in body and soul. And it is for our benefit in the hereafter, inshallah, we'll be rewarded. He ordained the siyam, fasting, for our benefit. But also, He recommended that this is your chance, opportunity, to do good deeds as much as you can. To pray as much as you can. And you did that in this Ramadan. And the best thing that you deserve to hear, inshallah, from Allah and His angels, is congratulations. Congratulations for fasting Ramadan. Congratulations for praying in Ramadan. Al-Qiyam, the Taraweeh and Tahajjud. Congratulations for your generosity, for remembering your brothers and sisters who are less fortunate and giving to them, and remembering everybody and being nice to them. These are the manners that we learn in Ramadan. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا هو رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما. I bear witness that Allah, praise to Him, is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and what's in between. He is the Lord of angels in heavens. He is the Lord of humans on earth. And He is the Lord of whoever creation, we will call them aliens, in between in other planets that he told us about. He is the Lord of heavens and earth and what's in between. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو خاتم الأنبياء ورسول الله والذي بلغ الرسالة كما أمره الله أن يبلغه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى ذريته وعلى أزواجه وعلى المؤمنين من بعده إلى يوم يقوم الحساب. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he is our master. He is beloved to us. And he is the mercy to humanity sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only for us, for the mercy of humanity, to take us from the ignorance of those who stray away from the mercy of Allah to the light and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his everlasting book that will guide humanity until the day of judgment, which is the Holy Quran. May Allah give peace and blessings to the Prophet and to his wives, to his companions, to his descendants, and to the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. This is a hadith, صَحَّحُهُ الْأَلْبَانِ. It's a good hadith. He said, I was among what the things I was sent to you, humanity, for, is to finalize good manners. And following his sunnah, a Muslim is an example of good manners in this world. And in another hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة فقال له تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked, what is most? Tell me about something that would facilitate to us to enter al-Jannah. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered, تقوى الله, being righteous, to avoid God's punishment and to seek His pleasure. Taqwa, righteousness. And he followed that, Husnul Khuluq, being with the highest moral character so you can deal and treat with people the best way you can. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس المؤمن بطعان ولا بلعان ولا الفاحش البذيء. Hadith Ibn Mas'ud, the companion, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the believer is not who jabs other believers and other people, meaning like gossiping around them and talking in a double talk to hurt them, to hurt their feelings. ولا بلعان. A mu'min is not cursing person. Meaning the tongue should be pure and nice. This is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should spread peace and mercy and smiling and good talk, not cursing. وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ الْبَذِيعِ. And a mu'min is not obscene, does not speak bad words. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his last messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He described him with great moral character. He's telling him in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And you have a high moral character. And of course, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And you have to follow the model of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the messenger of Allah. That we should struggle also to have higher moral character. And in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 128, يقول الله عز وجل, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم. We have sent you a messenger from among you. A human, not an angel. Just one of you. عزيز عليه ما عنتم. He is concerned about what happens to you. حريص عليكم. He's very careful. Very close to you. He's thinking about you. بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. About believers, he's kind. And he's merciful. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, you are going to be, if you are a true believer, you should be concerned about other believers and humanity actually. And you should be careful when you deal with them, when you talk to them. And you should be kind. And you should be merciful. And in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is speaking to the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, but he's speaking to us through him. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Allah has given Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmah, mercy, which made him merciful to his companions and to the people. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you were harsh, how you deal with your family, how you deal with your co-workers, how you deal with your neighbors, how you deal with humanity, if you were rough and tough, they will go away from you. Nobody would stay with you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding his messenger to forgive. And if he's commanding the messenger, what about you? The command is for you. Forgive. Forgive who? Whoever does something wrong to you, there is a way. You can fight back and it will increase, or forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forgive. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Not only you forgive them, but you also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, to forgive them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And consult them. And it's not just the king or the president should consult advisors. You should consult your family members. You should consult your co-workers. Anyone you interact with, you should. If you are a manager, you consult your employees. That's good management, actually, instead of having your own opinion alone. It is an Islamic perspective. It's an Islamic principle that we consult each other. It's better. It's less mistakes, actually. Whoever doesn't do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us not to fall to the trap of transgressors. We have this in Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49, verse 6. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. Oh, you have believed. If a bad person comes to you with a news, that news will touch your feelings, will play with your character, something. So X or Y said something about you to make you angry. If this happens, if somebody comes to you telling you your family member, your a friend, a relative, a companion is saying something bad about you, so what do you deal according to the ayah? فَتَبَيَّنُوا. The first thing, make sure. Don't do anything before you make sure. So somebody is telling you, somebody is saying something bad about you. Don't behave anything, don't react. تَبَيَّن. Investigate. Ask him, did you really say that? That's the first thing you do. فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. If you don't do that, then you may be making a mistake against somebody by your ignorance. فَتُصْبِحُوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. Then you regret it. Well, there is an easy way. تبين. Investigate first, so you would not regret later. In Surah Al-Hujurat also, verse 12, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. Or you have believed, avoid guessing about what people said or did. Don't just doubt and guess, because some of that is ithm. It's a sin just to assume somebody is doing this in a bad way. Don't do that. Don't assume. Don't guess. You need to make sure. Don't be in the ambiguity, limbo. No, be clear. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't spy on each other. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't gossip against each other. Don't backbite. Don't say things about your brother or sister, people you deal with and you don't know. This is or something that they don't like. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. This is like you are eating your brother's flesh, meat, or your sister's flesh or meat. Do you like to do that? No, we don't like to do that. Then don't backbite. Don't gossip about others. So what's the solution? What if I make a mistake like that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 110. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلُ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمُ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ يَجِدُ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whoever commits a sin like that, and this is a transgressing against himself or herself. If I am making a mistake against somebody, it's really against myself. There is a solution. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And he promised he's forgiving. There is a way out. Not only Allah is forgiving, not only you seek for forgiveness, also al-malaika, the angels. والملائكة يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويستغفرون لمن في الأرض ألا إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم. This is Ash-Shura chapter 42 verse 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the angels exalts Allah, praise Allah all the time and ask him, praise to him, to forgive humans who are on earth. Why? Because they know he is forgiven. So there is always a way out, but there should be a sincere desire not to do it again. Finally, those who have been transgressed against, the victims, somebody really committed a sin against you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 40, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. If you have been the victim, you have a way to react. You can transgress also. That's not a good way. Allah is telling you, the way is to forgive and to reform the relationship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like transgression. Allah doesn't like for you to react the same way they committed against you. And in Surah Shura, أيضاً, verse 43, يقول عز وجل, وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ عَزْمُ الْأُمُورِ. Whoever is patient when somebody victimizes you, somebody is doing something you don't like about you, and if you are patient and you forgive, Allah consider it min azm al-umur. Azm al-umur, this is a great idea in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the five major messengers as أولو العزم, أولو القوة. The five major messengers, سيدنا نوح, إبراهيم, موسى, عيسى, and Muhammad عليهم الصلاة والسلام. Peace and blessing of God be upon them. Allah described them as أولو العزم. These with a great resolve. These with a great power. Here in this ayah, Allah is telling you, if you forgive, and you are capable to fight back, but if you forgive, that's from عزم الأمور. You are powerful. It's not weakness. One, and finally, التغابن, chapter 64, verse 14. وأن تعفو وتصفح وتغفر فإن الله غفور رحيم. And if you forgive and you pardon, and of course you forgive and pardon who? Somebody did something wrong to you, not somebody who likes you. وتغفر again, and you forgive again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above is also going to do that to you. In other words, if we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time to forgive us, we should do the same to each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the patient, among the forgiving, among the ones who will do the right thing, not reacting just instantaneously. And ask Allah, He's very close to you, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. يا الله, we seek you to shower us with your kindness, mercy and forgiveness. يا الله, we ask you to help us be kind, merciful and forgiving to each other. يا الله, we ask you to grant us the best in this life and the best in the hereafter. We ask you to grant us peace, security, prosperity, good health, and loving and caring families. Ya Allah, we ask you your guidance through enabling us to stick to your book and to the teachings of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, we ask you to descend your mercy on this planet and replace wars and hardship with peace and prosperity everywhere. You are all merciful and you are all mighty. We ask you, O Allah, to give your support for the weakened and the oppressed people, particularly oppressed Muslims everywhere. We ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive your Muslim worshippers, the living and the dead. You are all hearing, Lord of the universe, and you are capable of answering your worshippers' calls. Allahumma anzil alayna atfuka wa rahmatika wa maghfiratik wa makkinana min ar-rahma wal maghfira li ba'dina al-ba'd ya akram al-akramin. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat al-ahya'u minhum wal amwat. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا دينا إلا سددته, ولا مريضا إلا شفيته, ولا غائبا إلا رددته, ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم آمنا في بيوتنا وأعمالنا, ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا, وانشر المحبة والعطف والرحمة بيننا, إنك أنت الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجعل أزواجنا وأولادنا وبناتنا قرة أعين لنا في هذه الدنيا, ومكننا من تعليمهم دينك الحنيف, واجمعنا بهم في جنتك التي وعدت بها عبادك المؤمنين. اللهم ثبت قلوب إخواننا وأخواتنا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أنزل رحمتك عليهم واحقن دماءهم وبدل خوفهم أمنا وسلاما, إنهم عبادك وإنك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه الكريم، وكلكم وكل عام وأنتم بخير، وعيدكم مبارك إن شاء الله. and happy Eid and enjoy the food outside and talk to each other. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.